Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you're very welcome back. 51551, that's the text, Oliver at RTE.ie, that's the email. Michael Tiant is an actor who we founded on the show, but we didn't really. You came through the Lear, wasn't it?
I was discovered on the show. I have no other training.
The Bewley's Theatre. Roddy Collins, there's actually a lot of visiting critic heritage here because Roddy Collins, who was here, went to see your play with Oisín.
He did.
In the in Bewley's cafe upstairs, The Rising of the Moon, that's it. And then so you're back again. Now, to find you out of your comfort zone, being an actor... There's no hand-eye coordination. Actors can't open doors.
On stage, it struggles. I've had to kick open a few doors in my time, you know.
And being on a bicycle, apparently.
Yes. So
one of the challenges.
On Sunday, you guys sent me out to go foraging and skating.
As part of the Liberties Festival.
The Liberties Festival, Arts Festival. Yes. And
skate and forage.
Skate and forage, that's what it's called. And I got a Dublin bus bike because I don't own my own bike. Which was actually really nice. And I was able to cycle through the city on my way from like Houston to Thomas Street. And that was actually a great crack. And I realized how warm
not
it is.
Not a huge distance.
Not a huge distance, but for me, I don't cycle a lot. So
it's called skate and forage, but you could just appear on wheels.
Any wheels. Any form of like just moving transportation. But it was also slow enough that people who couldn't cycle and weren't cycling, it was like accessible for all. Which was
very good. And so it's a free event, which was hosted by whom?
Sam Arnold. Yes,
Sam Arnold. Yeah. And he holds foraging workshops all around the country. So when you get there, are there other people there?
So we all met next to a pear tree, which is, I was like trying to find the pear tree. And I was like, where is this pear tree? And it's actually in a digital hub, they do a market every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a big market happening and there was a pear tree right at the very back where the big pillar is.
An actual pear tree.
Wow. So I went there and there was like, I think we had a group of 10 of us.
Yeah.
And we all met up and we all exchanged names. And I was like, this is my first time doing this. This is exciting, but also nerve-wracking. We're going to eat some wildflowers. I'm excited.
eat some inner city wildflowers.
Inner city wildflowers.
Yeah, in Dublin.
Yeah.
And you're a Northsider, so this is also out of your comfort zone.
So out of my comfort
zone. This is the vicinity of Vicar Street, is it?
Yeah, so just kind of went around. We went to the playground behind the Digital Hub.
Right.
And then we kind of like, he just wanted to show us how close everything is. Like, it's like these wild plants are everywhere.
Yeah. We don't notice them. We just see them as weeds.
I'm not calling them weeds because I've learned that weeds is like...
That's an offensive people term call them.
Yeah, it's offensive because, you know, people will like kill these weeds and like pick them.
We will, yeah.
And then, but so we actually call them the wild plants, the wildflowers. And so what people call
wildflowers are listening, please don't text in and complain.
Yes, don't complain. Oliver's learning.
Don't call them that word.
Yeah.
So this is about foraging, which is obviously eating. Now, are there any pears on the pear tree? That's the wrong time of the year. So that's
pears? October. No. Yeah, Wrong time of the year. So we just went to the pear tree and I was able to find. There was like one hanging there.
Was there? Okay.
There actually was because it was like, I think I saw it. It was like, okay, there's one on the tree. So that's where.
Wouldn't be eating that now in August.
No.
That'd be as hard as a conker.
Yeah.
So tell us, where did you go and what did you see?
So we started off there and he gave a talk about why he does things. The things he does, he wants to bridge the gap between, because obviously there's a lot of people that would be interested in foraging but won't want to go into like the deep wilderness to go looking for wild stuff. So he says that he's like, no, you don't have to do that. It's all around us, even in the places that are like man built where like people are living at. Some of these like wild plants and like all the like these flowers as well. They grow everywhere. They literally do. So it's just like So we basically went down this hill and we entered this playground.
So accurate.
Yes, down this hill. Down the hill to the playground.
All right.
And then we get to the thing. He starts showing us all the different types of plants. So he showed us loads of them. And like, I wasn't aware when starting about how like these plants will grow depending on if there is human interaction in the area or if there's not in the vicinity. So... some of these plants will literally flourish because humans are there, and like therefore the plants won't grow if there aren't any people there. Do you get me?
Is that right?
Yeah. So like there's like plantain seed. Do you know what plantain is?
I didn't
know. Not the fried Caribbean banana thing.
That's a banana thing. Is that a potato thing, that plantain thing? No.
No, so it's banana. It's like a cousin of banana.
It's a cousin of banana.
Plantain, right. A bigger banana.
But you cook it.
Yes, yes, yes. But this is different.
This is a different, same word.
Same word, different thing, which I had to ask, like, you're not saying that there's plantain everywhere and I could save so much more money. By
I looked it up, the plantain that you're talking about.
Yes.
It's a broadleaf thing that grows in everybody's lawn in the country.
Literally.
And it sprouts a little kind of a spiky thing that looks like an insect behind the my best description.
Yeah. And it's literally, it's literally like, and it's like fuzzy and like a bit, it's like a bit thick at the top.
A bit fuzzy.
Well.
There's a kind of a halo of there. Which bit of that can you eat?
So you can eat the seeds and they're actually really good for putting in, like, so if you're baking an omelette, basically.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so if you can add them to your omelette, or like just a little, like, health gain, you know what I mean? Like
one of your five a day.
One of your five a day. Some greens.
For Irish plantain. Plantain.
Yes.
Plantain.
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 I say plantain.
Bloody hell. Okay.
Plantain.
Is that the only thing you can eat?
No, there's so much more. So we also found nettles, and I was very, very...
Oh, nettles.
Nettles, right. Yeah. And I did not know nettles. So nettles are really good for, like, if you have arthritis or anything. They increase blood flow to the body, and they can help with...
Because you get stung and you start running around, no?
No. If you put... So basically, if you drink it in tea, or if you, like... You could also, I think it's just if you like make nettle tea or nettle soup, it's also great for hay fever as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an antihistamine. And what do you do with the nettle?
You basically pluck, so you take the leaf of the nettle.
Just the leaf, okay.
Just the leaf. And then, but you're meant to, he also says when foraging, this is the important part. Foraging is like, when you're picking the leaves, you want to pick from the outskirts. You don't want to pick from like the center, because... If you forage correctly, you're actually helping the plant grow. So it's actually vice versa.
Ah, right.
So it's like a relationship we're building with these plants.
Don't want to harm the nettle.
Yeah, don't want to harm the nettle. Even though it might harm you, it's still...
Even though right now this fella's heading out with strimmers to take out a whole host of nettles.
I know.
Did you get to try the tea? Did he sample? Was there...
No, we didn't have any tea. Okay, I tried one of the nettle seeds.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And that was really, it's really bitter.
They're at the very top then, are they?
So nettle seeds, they grow, so basically they're seeds first, and like on like a stalk, and then they start growing out.
Okay, Because I know there's nettles with white flowers that actually don't have a sting, because you used to be able to grab them when you were young.
But these were nettles that did have a sting.
Did he mention the dock leaf?
He did mention the dock leaf. Uh-huh. Dock leaf was very, very...
very important when you're dealing with nettles.
I know. But apparently he said there was, I can't remember the name of me, but he said there's a better plant. I think it is plantain. Also, plantain.
You can use the leaf of the plantain.
Yeah.
Scrunch
also,
it up.
Plantain, if you take the leaf, not the seeds, the leaf, you chew it, and just say you got a cut on your walk. Uh-huh. If I just fell down and hit my knee, I could chew the plantain for a little bit, mixed with saliva. You put it on the cut, and it acts as an antiseptic.
It's going to clean your wound.
Clean your wound for you. Which these all these, and this is like, I'm like, save money on plasters. I don't have to.
Quick, get me some plantain.
Give me some plantain. I don't need plastic.
Sorry, Michael, it's December.
Yeah.
I don't care. Forage. I know everything about the wild.
Yeah. But yes, indeed.
Now, are dandelions a thing? You're a dandelion tea.
Yeah. Dandelion tea is very good. It helps.
Because they're useless for everything else.
Yeah.
Pretty flower now, and there's loads of them together.
Yeah, they're very pretty. I was actually once on a walk with my mom and my sister yesterday. I was showing them once around my area. We were like, let's go foraging. Let's go like actually adventure for nettles.
I did this
yesterday because I came home from work and my mom was, and I saw my sister and my mom just on a walk and I was like, what are you doing? And they were like, I'm still on a walk. I was like, oh, I'll go with you. Put my bag in. And we went around, we found, we actually found this wild plant, which is, it's called buddula. It's a purple, you literally see it everywhere. It's this purple plant. It looks like lavender, but it's not lavender. It's amazingly nice smelling. And it's great. If you just leave it in the gaff, it'll make our house like
really
kind of like, basically.
Because you're a changed man.
I know. It's actually great. Because like, even though I was talking to Sam, I was like, are you saying like, because I feel like ever since I went on like the forage, it was just kind of like, you see a lot more detail and things that you're looking at. You're not really like, I don't know. Because I feel like I'm a city boy. I can't lie. I am. True and true.
But has it changed how you're looking at your city?
Yes, because there's a lot more thing. There's a lot, like it's, we're all connected to everything. Just kind of made me feel a lot more grounded in the fact that like we are all like these plants are growing here for a reason. They're not growing here to harm you, or like just the weeds to be cut away. They're there because they're trying to
put
like,
the Roundup away.
That's what I'm saying.
God, this bank holiday weekend. Are you hanging out with friends this weekend? Are you
friends? Really? No.
You're going to be boring them all to death.
Yeah, I know. So boring.
Look where you're standing.
But do you not see the nettle that you could be using for your tea?
Someone says this is the maddest interview. William must have missed our seagull conversations during the week.
I actually heard someone say about that, actually. What was the
pear tree that you saw, I presume you were told this. That is the oldest pear tree in Ireland.
Yeah.
Says Joe in Dublin 8.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
At this rate, we should name the pear tree as well.
Can we call
it Partridge? I mean, partridge, maybe the opposite, wouldn't it? is that everything that we can eat?
There's a lot. No, there's not
have
more.
Have you? Oh, there's more. Sorry, yeah. Don't let me interrupt you.
No.
Carry
don't
on.
Worry,
let's
worry,
sit back and relax here. tell me more.
No, so there's like a lot of other stuff. Like, have you clover as well, which you can get
of
in
of course.
Yes, clovers, which are like they're really fresh smelling, but you can also put them in like. Great to add in a salad, like
literally just the least.
Literally the least really? From the thing. They're great. Yeah, you can eat these things.
Have you tried to do any of this since now?
No, I haven't, because he also said when it comes to foraging, this is like a caveat with the whole thing.
Right.
You should always take your time when you're foraging, because a lot of the plants look like other plants. So even your man Sam was saying to me, he was like, I'm still learning. I'm still taking things, so like it's good to like look, and if you recognize one, that's good. Like even like going over to and be like, okay, that, but you don't have to eat them unless the ones you're really clear about, and also go with someone that has more experience.
You need to know what you're at.
Yeah, you need to know what you're at. Basically,
okay. So
yeah.
You haven't tried it.
I haven't tried it yet.
So. But look, it's a good pub conversation.
It is. Oh, I'll be boring everyone with this.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Did you know
that you could actually drink nettles?
Yeah. Drinking nettles. Have you tried this? And then if you're up late at night over the weekend, some of these things will be put into action. That will be the thing that will be blamed at how you're feeling the next day. Dandelion can be made into marmalade, says this text, says Patricia. It tastes delicious. Dandelion into marmalade. Okay. So would that be the flour kind of softened down? You presume not the lovely parachute seeds. Nettles are delicious and nutritious. I eat them almost daily.
Wow.
Sautéed in buttered peppers and garlic for 1 minute.
Buttered
looks
peppers.
And tastes great, says Simon. I mean, almost everything tastes great when you cook it in enough butter. Doesn't it?
Here's the thing, but he says eating them raw, obviously, because everything's gonna taste better when you cook it. So, but like, made a good point about basically that like the human body is not used to how bitter things are, because sugar's added to everything.
Yeah.
So like, I'm guessing like the more natural it is, the healthier it is. Type thing, but obviously for nettles you probably have to boil them and get other.
I'm enjoying the foraging chats as this person, but what about dogs? Surely as they wee everywhere, eating these wild leaves could be detrimental to one's health. Just a thought, but an enjoyable listen says Mary out west. We just ruined everything now.
Yeah. Well, I don't
Mary
like to,
Marie.
See, I wasn't thinking about that when I was like, you know, doing the thing, but hey, you live and you learn.
The purple plant Michael's referred to, Buddleia. I know only this as was the name of a play by the great Paul Mercer of The Passion Machine a long time ago. Lovely topic, says Paulie. Paul Mercer was actually a visiting critic.
Was he?
Yes, and we sent him off.
Hello, fellow friend.
To nightclubs.
Nightclubs? No, you didn't.
Before you go, what else are you up to? Because when you came in to talk to us, you were two young actors who are looking for work. Have you received work?
Yes, I have received work. So I'm going to be going to Liverpool next.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what are you doing there?
I'm doing The Lieutenant of Inishmore by Martin McDonagh.
Get away.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brilliant.
What were you saying?
Who are you playing in there?
I'm playing James and Brendan.
And those roles, because I haven't seen
them. So James is... Have you not seen the play?
No.
Okay, so the play is basically set in Galway around the time in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's like when the INLA are very much live and they're basically trying to terminate a threat to the IRA, the INLA, and everyone else in between.
Is there a dead cat in there?
There is a dead cat.
I do know the play.
The dead cat.
and Oisin, who was in with us.
Yes, Oisin is currently my brother, my best friend. He is currently in Chester doing Gangs of New York, starring in that very much. He's playing a heavyweight boxer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus, this has been great success.
I know, he's doing it. I'm so proud of
What's
him.
What's Oisin's last name? Remind
Thompson.
Me.
Thompson.
Oisin Thompson, I remember. Oisin Thompson. The Belfast lad. I sure am mired with it. Michael Tien, thank you so much for coming in and foraging.
Honestly,
it's everybody a be safe and forage responsibly.
Forage responsibly. That's the main lesson from this. Please forage responsibly.
But you basically could eat nettles. Just eat them raw. 5051 is the text. We're back. That Michael fella, such a fine young gentleman, says Karim in Dublin 16. Big fan of his acting work. This is someone who knows.
what the hell?
The last time you came in, people looked up the photographs, looked at the webcam, and went,
really?
Fine, fellas. Fine, hey. Seriously. Good luck and go well. Thank you, Michael. We're going to take a break, aren't we? We're taking a break. Yes, back after this.
Bye, Dublin.
Email oliver@rte.ie.